Good morning, mate. You tell me. This is the, turn the fucking fan down. Here's the fucking, here's the nighttime instruments, you know, the, and when I pull the fucking, that's the control, or the cup holder, and when I put the bloody mug thing in place. And that's sort of what the mug thing was like, you know. So, with the cup holder in, or with the fucking phone holder out, you know, blocking out down there, sort of thing. And, you know, fucking, yeah, so that's it. Now I've got the fucking thing. And with the jolly little fucking, phone holder, that's a bit sort of, that's in place. The glue takes about, or the silicone sealant takes about 5 or 10 minutes to skin over, and then it sort of starts setting off. After that, I will refrain from putting on the magnetic sort of sticker thing onto that, but this is a sort of, you know, the phone goes sort of, yeah, go, the phone will go, I don't know how I can see that, but yeah, the phone sort of will fit neatly there, you know, between there and the fucking steering wheel. So that's good. Oh, Christ. Bloody, oh, what a kind of a fucking night. I got a merchant making that I wanted to do an unauthorized chargeback. And, yeah. Bloody, got a merchant doing, you know, there's a fucking merchant in Australia, and you see what they do is they say, oh, sign up with us, oh, fuck yeah, da da da, you know, all these resources at your fingertips. And so I did, considered everything carefully, and what I find is that there's some other legal type people who are really fucking sharp, and they said the information that this crew is putting out is kind of dodgy, you know what I mean? It's sort of shonky sort of shit, you know? And, yeah. Bloody, so that's where the fucking phone's going to be. So that's where the phone's going to sort of sit. Like sort of where my hand is, you know. And, so, yeah, the, so what I did was, the merchant, they said on their website, there's nowhere to close your account, and there's like with them, and there's nowhere to stop, to cancel the fucking payments. So I said to them, this is not very good. I said, send them an email saying, oh, this is not very fucking good. And, what then happened was, oh, that's good, isn't it? Yeah. So this is, you know, there's a perspective because there's a bit of a fisheye lens sort of effect, but, and, oh, I'll pull over here. Another. And, what these cunts did is there's nowhere on the site to close your account, and there's nowhere to stop your fucking payments, you know, just saying, I don't want to subscribe to this site anymore, you know. And this guy, I sent this guy a message saying, this is not very fucking good, you know. And so what they got back to me, they said, oh, but most people who subscribe to our fucking site don't want to stop making payments. Oh, fuck. And I just smelt a rat. I thought, you fucking slimy, fast-talking piece of shit, you know. And, you know, I just smelt crap, you know. So I sent him a message saying, you know what, I've seen fucking people killed for, you know, like a $20 dope deal that never got paid, you know, and unfortunately for you, I'm just plain old litigious, you know, and I don't like bullshit. So I contacted the bank, asked to do a charge back, you know, and then what happened was he, you know, the next morning he sent me a message going, oh, you're making death threats, you know, all this fucking shit, you know. And I thought, you fucking slimy fucking piece of shit, you know. And, you know, what he did is, I didn't find out till later that, you know, he did a charge back this morning when it wasn't due for another 2 or 3 days, you know. And, or he did another fucking charge on my account when it wasn't due for another 2 or 3 days. And at 9 o'clock this morning, you know. And then when I went to go, I thought, fuck, it's been a long day. I'll just go out for a fucking coffee and refresh my brain for a bit, you know. And then what happened was... went to get a coffee, and the stupid fucking cunt in the bank had locked my account, so no more transactions could be made from my fucking account. And then, so I rang up the fucking bank, I get two fucking wog cunts, you know, Indian fucks, you know. Oh, goodness gracious me, you know. And they were fucking idiots. They just go on and on and on, rather than just yes or fucking no. You know, remove the block from my account. Oh, is that from your card or is that from your account? I said, you blocked you. I've told you once already. I've, you know, complained about a merchant being accessing my account. I asked for a charge back and fuck it. You know, you've stopped me being able to access my account via my fucking card. It's not a card fucking issue. It's you put a stop on my fucking account. Oh, which account is that one? The one we've been talking about, you know? Oh, fuck me, you know, just the dumbest. No yes or no. Just endless hours of fucking bullshit, you know? And, so 3 calls, about an hour and a fucking half. You know? Oh, fuck, you know. You know, just these fucking stupid cunts, they just have to fucking do shit. Is it all right if... So they put a stop on my fucking account rather than fucking just ask me, because it won't achieve anything. It just means I can't use my fucking account. And the visa thing, you fucking wog cunts. The visa thing says you can't stop put a stop on fucking automatic deductions by, you know, charges from other fucking companies. You can't stop it. So why did they fucking put a stop on my fucking account and lock it up so I can't fucking use it without asking me and without fucking telling me, you know? You stupid fucking wog cunts, you know? Fuck, I hate just shit for brains. I don't hate all people from India simply because they're from fucking India, but people from Indian call centres tend to be as dumb as all fuck, you know. Fuck, you know, people in call centres, they don't pick the smartest ones, they pick the dumbest cunts, and I think that applies no matter where in the world they are, whether it's India or the Philippines or fucking Bombay or Australia, you know. you ought to see the fucking retarded fat fucking bitches and smart asses and idiots in the Australian call centres. You know? You know, and so, yeah. Fuck, I just wanted to have a nice day. You know, I put the fucking glue on this bloody phone mount, silicon seal, give it a quick wipe with turpentine to get any waxes and shit off, and then give the fucking of the dashboard, and then glued the fucking thing and positioned it correctly and exactly and all this sort of stuff. I said, yeah, that looks about right. Go out for a coffee, and then it's fucking drama. Oh, shit, my card's not working. Oh, fuck, I got plenty of money in my account, well, enough to buy a coffee. And then these fucking wog cunts, you know. These Indian fucking wog cunts. Oh, we've got the bank says we've got an Australian call centre. But it may as well be a fucking foreign call centre because it's full of stupid fucking wog cunts who can't speak English and have got shit for fucking brains, you know. I mean, seriously, you know. They give cunts jobs who want fucking jobs, not people who can do the fucking job. Jesus, fuck, you know. So, you know. Fuck me, I've had it up to here with stupid people. I'm not going to go postal on their asses, but they're, fuck it, you know. And this scumbag fucking merchant, he claims to be, oh, helping all the people without professional representation in Australia by giving them good advice. Well, what kicked that off was I was dealing with someone who was pretty fucking smart, you know, and he's going, well, the book that these fucking clowns, he didn't say this, but he said the book that these fucking clowns are selling is a great, great sagely volume of universal knowledge is actually pretty shonky and it's got a lot of fucking defects in it, you know. And that's when it twigged. I thought, oh, fuck, I'm still paying this guy $20 a month and it's basically bullshit advice, you know what I mean? You know, or access to all these files and these fucking clowns. And it turns out that you can't close your account. You can't turn off the monthly payments. You can't, you know, sack the fucking cunts at all. So I'm going to do a little bit of a vengeance trip on their bloody thing by telling other people in different sites what went on. You know, fuck them. Bye. Good night. See you. I want a cup of tea.